The worlds of academia and literature are often dominated by white voices, but a Master's of Fine Arts program in Santa Fe is changing that. The Institute for American Indian Arts created the country's first indigenous MFA program in 2012. And today, it's turning out writers who are at the helm of what seems to be a new wave of indigenous literature. To find out more, I got a hold of John Davis via Skype. He's the director of the program. And we talked about its inception and its affiliation with one of the most famous Native American writers, Sherman Alexie, who has now been accused of sexual misconduct.
What happens in the kind of mainstream program that are dominated by white voices is a couple of things. One, there's a lot of pressure on, let's say, indigenous students to explain their cultures, to be kind of representative of their cultures, and also to read their work as a cultural, you know, manual, as a chance to see into another culture. And that's a burden. It's a burden for the students, right, in a position like that. And so we hope to create a program where they wouldn't have to explain all the time, where there was a kind of a general understanding.
Yeah. I wonder if you can give us some examples of some students who have been successful and some of the stories that you've been able to foster through this program.
Well, the students have been successful in all kinds of ways, but the ones that people are talking about right now are two mainly, and that's Tommy Orange, who has a novel called There, There coming out from Knopf. It's also coming in Great Britain and Canada. The translation rights have been sold for 8 or 10 European countries. So it's a global success, that one. The other book that people are talking about a lot is Therese Marie Myatt's Heartberries. And that's a memoir that started out as a collection of short stories, ended up being a memoir. She transformed it. And that's on everybody's list of books to read. There are poetry books out there. Joaquin Zihuatanejo won the Anhinga Prize for his first book. He graduated and the book got taken. It's one of those stories. It just doesn't happen. And it did. And there's other books too coming out.
So what do you think it means to these students and to you as the founder of the program that you are able to bring these voices forward in this world of academia?
Well, for me, it's a dream come true. For Native people and Native writers, I think I'm providing a chance to get on the global stage. You know, not just the American stage, but the global stage. That idea, you know, I always think the success of someone like Junot Diaz in the mainstream world. Sherman Alexie did that. Louise Erdrich has done that. And I hope, you know, other Native writers, not just IAIA Native writers, but the Native writers who are out there already writing, get noticed in a new way. Because of this program.
And you mentioned Sherman Alexie there. I feel like we need to ask the question about him. He was one of the first faculty on your staff, and there's a generous annual Sherman Alexie scholarship at the program. How has the school responded to the allegations that have been made recently against him about sexual misconduct and harassment?
Right. We responded first by making the Sherman Alexie scholarship, renaming it the IAIMFA Alumni Scholarship. It would have been a little difficult to give away a Sherman Alexie scholarship right now. Probably would have resulted in numerous news media calling on the recipient. I just didn't want to put a student in that position, so we did that. In terms of the allegations, he was an independent contractor here. He was here for about half the residencies, the on-campus residencies that we do. So he wasn't a huge presence here in person. He was a huge presence in terms of getting the program started. Mm-hmm. The first person I called in 2013 was Sherman. Once he was on board, it made it a lot easier to get the president of the Institute on the board, our board of directors on the board, and to get various kinds of support and visibility for it. So he was a really important part of the program, particularly at the beginning. He was busy, he was sick, so he wasn't always with us. But to get the program started, he was definitely important.
Yeah. So looking forward, as you've got some of these big successes coming out of this program and some national attention on it, where do you hope that it leads, especially in terms of diversifying the voices that are contributing to the national and international literary community?
I think there's a whole aesthetic that's growing around the writing. There's a real energy here. There's also a real community here. When I started the program, I thought they're only going to be together for 8 days, you know, five times while they're in the program. It'll be hard to have a community. But actually, I think the community is even more solid than a residency program's community. So that community, I hope, you know, stays together and pulls together and cheers each other on. And I hope that spreads out again to, you know, Indian country and its writers in general.
All right. John Davis, thanks so much for the time.
Oh, thank you. It was great talking to you.
John Davis is the director of the Masters of Fine Arts program at the Institute for American Indian Arts.